The very top of the page. The Gemara wants to know, we're talking about, you're not allowed to shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bring a korban on the Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the punishment is karis, and we had an argument with there's two Averis or one Averim, and the punishment is two different, the punishment is karis. We have, the Tate, there's a rule, you don't get punished unless there's a warning somewhere. In the Tate, you have a warning, don't put it on the Mizbeach and outside the Beis HaMikdash, and nor do you, should you, and if you do, you get punished. But when it comes to shechita, it just says you get punished. It doesn't say a warning. So we thought maybe a kal v'chomer, and we concluded you cannot give warnings from a kal v'chomer. So Rav Amar, Rav says, k'drabiyena, he follows Rabiyena. Rabiyena says, it says in the Pasuk, Asya Sham Sham, it says in the Pasuk, in the place that Hashem would choose, there you should bring your oila, and there you should do all the activities. In other words, there you should put a mizbech, and there you should shecht. So we learn from there, Ma'la halon le onosh elikin hizet. And just like over there, so you see over there, in the same Pasuk, we have both, Sai the Shechita and Sai the the Zvicha. So just like over there when it came to the Allah putting on the Mizbech, just like over there when it came to Shchut Echutz on the Mizbech, there was a warning and there's a punishment. So Afkan le'onosh elokein hizeh, as if over here also there's a punishment and a warning for shechting. Ashkan says Gemara, all we know from here is Muktarei Fnim, a carbon that you shechted inside, so it was ready to be brought in on the Mizbech inside, Shehel on the Chutz, and then you decide to bring it outside. So you should have, said Pasuk said, Pesach HaYomayid, you didn't bring it to Allah Yavienu. It should have been in the oil mayid because you shechted it inside, and you didn't. But Muktari Chutz al Chutz Menayim, but a carbon that you shechted outside, so it's not even shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Who said you get punished for bringing it on the Mizbech outside the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Pasuk seems to be saying that it belonged inside, you brought it outside. But if you shecht it outside, then why should it be chay for the halah for putting it on the Mizbech? What you put on the Mizbech was something which is possible anyway, it was disqualified, because you already shecht it outside. Omer Avkana Makra, it says in the Pasuk says, V'aleyem, and to them, Toima, you should tell them, that every single person, that if you bring an oil or a zevach outside the Beis HaMikdash, so we darshan V'aleyem, as if it says an ayin. On top of that, al hasmuchin to aimer, as if it's a continuation of before. Before it says, right before that, it talks about shchut echutz. So as if it says va'aleim on top of the shchut echutz, if you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you get punished and it's an aveda. So therefore, that's how we know that even if you shechted it outside and you continue doing the next activity, which is bringing the mizbech, you get punished. Maskarov, wait till mixi va'aleim, to say aleim with an ayin, va'aleim ksiv, it's a famous pasuk va'aleim, and to them. How can you go ahead and change a word completely from its meaning and make a whole drasha in halach? Elok, the tanna Rabbi Shmuel is the vav, the aleim, and them. What do you mean, and? Le'ade pasha, to combine the pasha before of shchutichut, and this pasha which is talking about placing it on the mizbeach and put them together. Rabbi Yechon, you're going to say, you know how I know, it says, as we learn out, Havo. It says a Pesach oil moyed lo yivayenu. You didn't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, and you get karis. And you ask a question. Maybe it's only talking about karbanas you shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. If you bring it out, and you bring a karban out, then you chay, because it should have been inside. But a karban l'chatchili you shechted outside, so it's not even row anymore to the Beis HaMikdash. Who says you chay for putting it on the Beich outside? So he said, Adash and Havo, it says in the Pasuk, you didn't bring it inside to Havo. Ma lahalom muktari chutz, just like over there, it talks about you should bring to the Beis HaMikdash eventually. Over there, it talks about muktari chutz, afkam muktari chutz. Over here also, it's talking about muktari chutz. Now, what if you shecht it outside? Where it talks about the punishment and it talks about the warning. We talk about the punishment. We're talking about you shecht it outside. So we also talk about you shecht it outside. Master Rabibi has a question. Hold it now. We're going to learn this after Krisis. It says there that Shloishim v'sheish Krisis. This is the first Mishnah Krisis, a long Mishnah. It says there that you don't get kaddish unless you don't bring a karma chattis as lots of aveda that deserves Krisis as well. And there are a total of 36. But Toyda l'chayda, according to you, Tlosin v'sheiv havi, and there should be 37. What? You should have been somebody who takes a vorim from a shechita from outside and so did a shechita inside. Even though when it comes to Hilchah Shabbos and it comes to Hilchah Vezorah, it doesn't go through all the details, just like Shabbos, and that third Amalachas, because you have a whole Masechta that goes through the Amalachas. But since there are no Mishnais anyway that discuss bringing a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, whether the carbon is Geshachten inside or Geshachten outside, it's a count. That's two separate Vedas. The Mishnah this should have told us about it. We'll talk about today. Very good. That's today's Gemara. We'll talk about today in today's Gemara. We'll talk about it today. Soon. Wait, patience. The Ika Hamaila, there are two kinds of Mailas. There's a Maila if you bring a carbon double Yashachtan inside, and if you bring a carbon Yashachtan outside, why don't you count them as two? As Gemara Kashi, good question, but it's not going to change what we just said, that you're Chai for both, whether you Yashachtan inside, whether you Yashachtan outside. We'll hold it now, I'm asking a few other questions. Where do you learn this out from? Okay, we discussed how do you learn out, you're not allowed to shecht outside, you know, you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside. We learned not only shechting a carbon, but hazoidic. Even if you sprinkle the blood, mikzas damim, some of the blood, the chutz outside chai. Now, why some of the blood? Because we learned the chatchila by a chattas, you have to sprinkle on all four corners, but by the evid, even one corner is kippur, Mechila says, you're mechaper. So if you did that activity outside your chai, spraying the blood, minalon, how do you know spraying the blood is the same thing? The Gemara Navkalim Netanya. We learn from Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, "Dam Yechoshev." It says in the Pasuk, "If he did this aveda, if he did this terrible aveda, it's considered blood by what you did. We get dam." It says the Pasuk, "Dam Yechoshev Lishahu." We consider as if he did blood, and then it says you get kaddis. What do you mean, "Dam Yechoshev"? So we're going to dash and "Dam Yechoshev" to include spraying the blood. It's talking about shchut yichutz because it says "dam." Why as if also spray the blood? Rabbi Kiva says no. It says in the pasuk, if you bring an oila or a zevach outside, what's the oizevach? You want to say an oila? We know everything. What oizevach? The rabbi says a zaydik. To tell you what, even if you just sprinkle the blood. But Rabbi Shmuel, who learned from Dam Yechoshev, what does he do? The pasuk oizevach. My other, what does he do with it? Lechalik. To tell you, you would think you have to bring both kabbans, an oila and another carbon. Says no. Or means either or. Either an oil or shlamim. Rabbi Kiva lechal. How does he know that? He means oil. The post says it says oizevel. Sounds like you have to bring both. How does he know? Nafkele. He learns out the post. Lo yevienu. You shouldn't bring it in loshen yachid. Since it says lo yevienu in singular loshen, so we know already. He doesn't mean you have to bring both kabbanas oil and shlamim. Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with yevienu? He needs it. Ala shalom yichayv. Only chayv. It's a complete. They in the chayiv ala chasna is incomplete. And later in the Gemara, the three opinions, what do you mean they're complete? A complete behemah. If you bring outside a complete behemah, you're chayiv. If not, you're not chayiv, chorus. Or it means a complete aver. Or complete aver. In other words, even you don't bring a whole behemah, just one limb. But it has to be a complete limb before you're chayiv. Or it means a complete kazayis of your chayiv. And later on the Gemara asks a question about a kazayis. It's clear the Gemara seems to be following the opinion of a kazayis. But Rabbi Kiva, how does he know it has to be complete? Nafkla, he learns out from the pasuk where it says you didn't bring it to Beis Hamikdash. La says oisay to do it. It means entire carbon. Rabbi Shmuel, why doesn't he use the word oisay for that as well? Rabbi Shmuel, chad lemekturei pnim shechasru vehelu bechutz vechad lemekturei chutz shechasru vehelu bechutz. The two, in other words, we would have thought that if we only said one pasuk, we would have thought. I need two psukim to tell you it has to be complete. If you only had one, I would have thought, okay, a carbon outside, if you shechted outside, you're not liable unless you bring it on the mizbech complete. But if you shechted inside, the din by inside is that even something which is not geshachted properly, if it was went onto the mizbech, you don't take it off. Once it goes on, you don't take it off. So I would have thought, okay, since it has some kind of connection to the mizbeach, so you'd be chayiv if you did it outside. So I need two psukim, one first for the outside and one even for the inside, which is shayiv to mizbeach. You're not chayiv unless it's whole. But Tanya, yeah, like we learned. Says Mefesh Debraisa. This is a proof, not a kasha. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Yochel I would have thought Muktari Pnim Shechasu an animal from the inside that was missing. Vehel Bechutz he brought outside. Chayiv b'chayiv. Tamaloyim lasid oisa. It has to be if you do it. Allah Shalom chayiv in the chayiv. Chaz has to be a complete animal. So even an animal inside has to be complete." Rabbi Kiva argues. He holds Muktari Pnim. I hold that I don't need to psukim because I disagree with you. I hold that an animal from the inside Shechasu that's missing. Vehel Bechutz he chayiv. You know why he chayiv? Because it's reishayich to the mizbeach. Nu, Rabbi Kiva, as we explained, what Rabbi Shmuel does with Rabbi Kiva's pasuk. What does Rabbi Kiva do with Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk? Dam Yechoshev, Rabbi Kiva, hi, Dam Yechoshev, my Avidle. What does he do with Dam Yechoshev? Le Rabbi's Shchitas Ha'oiv. All we know is animals. If you shechted a carbon, an animal, outside, you're chayiv. What about a shechted a bird that belongs in the B'nai Ma'ibesimig, that shechted outside, what happens? Maybe you're not chayiv. So that's why I need a pasuk, Dam Yechoshev, any blood, even the blood of a chicken. Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkle, where does he learn that from? He learns that from the pasuk where it says, It says of any person in Eden who shecht or shoyr oy kesev oy yez ba machne oy shechted mechutz lamachne, but ma machne means in shalayim, mechutz lamachne means outside. So that's where he learns from. To tell you a bird, Rabbi Kiva, to tell you when you chay for a bird, if you do it outside, only if you shechted it. If you did malika, even though that's the right way of using your thumbnail, that's the right way of shechting a bird for a carbon, but you're not chai if you did outside. It has to be an effective activity for the outside. So therefore, it's only if shechita.
If you're not chai, does the carbon still count?
No, not at all, but at least you don't get carbon for it. Yeah. So that's what it says, Dam Shafir could tell you a bird, and it says, Asher Ishchat, that a bird only chayiv if he shechted. Rabbi Shmuel Nafkala, he learns out from Vezeh HaDover. He learns out, says Vezeh HaDover, this thing, he talks about Shechit, and says Vezeh HaDover, means this particular way. The time he learns Asher Ishchat, it says in the Pasuk, any person, Asher Ishchat, or Shecht. A bird, how do you know? Tam Leimer, Oy Asher Ishchat, or that he will Shecht. Yochol, so it means even a bird. Yochol, I would have thought, also, somebody does malika, v'dinu. Well, how do you think logical? That's not the right activity for the base of Migdash. And yet, chayiv, you're liable if you did it outside. Malika, therefore, it says in Pasik, this is the thing. I need Zedavel, which we learned other prakim, it's not again here. I need it for another yisrof altogether, nothing to do with this carbon, nothing to do with here, that you can use three head yaitis for the darim and all that. Says the Gemara, now this is what we learned. Hakoimitz, not only if you sprinkle the blood, if he did kimitz outside the base of Migdash, it was a carbon mincha, not a behemoth, not a bird, not a living thing. Or a mekabel, dam b'chutz, so you accept the blood outside, potter, you are potter, minola, and hadin, you're potter. Why are these activities potter? Says the Gemara, why potter? Till now you were telling me minol hayin or yichayiv, as if to say if I have no proof that yichayiv, then obviously the potter. Now you ask me why the potter. Says the Gemara, why would you think the chayiv? You have to ask me why the potter. Says the Gemara, no, I would have thought teisei meshchita. I would have thought let's learn out from shchita. Just like shchita is chayiv, so too kabbalah sadam. It's another activity based on English or kmitza. Kmitza is just like shchita, taking off the piece of the mincha. Mal shchita, you know why shchita? Shekein nivsel shchita is so powerful. Shekein nivsel shalalaychabei. If you shecht and you had in mind people who were not counted in the current Pesach as to be part eat the current Pesach later, it passes it. You don't find that big chumrah by Kabbalah Saddam. So therefore, over there it doesn't pass. I don't think you'll have it there. He has the Gemara. You took it from the shul or here?
No.
Should be here. Okay, go. Zvachim with 3 stars. Okay, good idea. Still have 2 more weeks to go.
I'm actually angry. I brought my book and you are not here, not using this.
It's right here. Just found it. It's all done. Javi is part of the furniture here.
He's the furniture.
Very bottom of the page. So it'll be the last lines. So, for example, if you had in mind somebody who's too old, too sick, cannot eat, it ruins the Pesach. Kuf Zayin Amaral, the very last line. But if you had in mind by Kmitza of a Minchat, the wrong people, doesn't matter. Or if you had in mind, somebody who cannot eat, or if you had in mind by the Kabbalah Saddam of Pesach, it doesn't matter either. So, the Gemara, okay, Taysim Mazrika, what about sprinkling the blood? But it doesn't pass over there if you had in mind people who cannot eat by Korn Pesach. And yet, if you turn outside, you chayiv. Oh, malo zik zik chayiv ol misa. Zik is activity that's totally in the domain of a kohen. If a zar does it, he's chayiv misa. Mashen kmitza, and kabbal. Even though the avedas, but there's no chayiv misa, no karis. If a zar does it, And the reason is because we had at the beginning of the Masechta that any avoda which has, requires another avoda afterwards, you don't get karis. For example, Kabbalah, you need to do zrika to finish the job. Zrika is the end of a job. Shrita is the end of a job. But Kabbalah, it's not. Says the Gemara. And Kibitz as well, you got to put it in the Mizbeach. So the Gemara, taste, next page. Taste him in let's learn from between the two of them, because each chumra, you say that one doesn't have it. Im Kain, if so, if you can learn from Benayu, then Bechlal, lo yem bezika, then we don't even need a pot. You said before Dam Yechasha tells you Zika, you don't even need a pot for that. But taste him in Benayu, we'll learn between the two as well. The fact that we need to write a posse Dam Yechasha for Zika is a raya to tell us a what, or oi, it comes to tell you that don't learn from a Benayu. How would I learn it? Because the Teis say Mishchita, I would learn Zrika from Shchita, just like Shchita if you did outside the Chai. So it's Zrika if you did outside the Chai. Oh, I would tell you your name. Ma'al Shchita, no, Shchita has a Chumra, Shekein Nivselis, Shaloy L'Shem, Oichel, if you had a mind, a sick person, somebody that cannot eat, it passes the carbon, but Zrika, it doesn't matter. But Pesach, Teisim, Mahalo. Okay, so forget Shchita. Let's learn from Halo. That if you brought it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you chayiv a carbon for bringing outside. You chayiv misa. So too for zrika, if you did outside the Beis HaMikdash, you chayiv. Oh, the chumra by halo. Ma la halo, you know why by halo, shekin yeshna b'mincha. Halo is an activity that involves a mincha as well, to bring it on the mizbeach, but there's no zrika by mincha. So zrika is a very ordinary avoida. So the taste of benayu. Let's do it for both. Sai from halo, and sai from shchita. And why do you need a pasuk to tell you that Zika is chayiv? Alam v'shchita. You tell me shchita has a chumra by Pesach. I say, look at Allah. You tell me, Allah has a chumra that doesn't apply to mincha. I'll say, look at shchita. And kmitza by mincha, just like shchita by Pesach. That's why the Torah writes down the chashul. May I tell you, don't use it benayu. I need to write psukim. So those activities that we have no psukim for, like Kabbalah Saddam or kmitza, if you did it outside of Beis HaMikdash, there's no chiv of karis. Amar Rabbi says, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shachat, if you went ahead and shechted, and then the Zodak is prayed because you have two dim suki, you learn from the word oi, oi yishchet, so it's parashchita, the Dibri Shmuel, chai vachet, you only need one aveda, because since it's zika, you learn from oi yishchet, comes up from the same word, so they're the same pasik, so therefore you only chai one kodesh. Amar Rabbi Kiva learns from dam yechoshev, and he learns chita from shchita separately, chai vishtaim, you chai two avedas, if you did a mistake, you bring two kabonis. Who said, Afilu le Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, okay, sorry, Rabbi Shmuel learns from Dam Yechoshev, and it says at the end of the Pasuk, Dam Yechoshev, and you get Chorus. So there's one Chorus for that Pasuk. In that Pasuk where it says the Dam Yechoshev, it says Sai the Shchita, and it says Sai the Dam Yechoshev, both of these are Vedas. But Sheikh Rabbi Kiva learns it from Oy Kesev and all that, from those Oys. So the Gemara, Abai says, no, I feel Rabbi Kiva. Even could give a chayv al achas. Why? On my cross, it says in the pasuk, Shom Tase. It says in the pasuk that you should do it. It says that the place that I chose, you should do all your activities. Kol asher nitzavechos, they will learn from there. What? In the chayv al achas. On my cross, Shom Tase. Cost of asul kul avod achas. All the activities, shechting, it's all avoid the achas. What about the shchita? Okay, what about the halal? Zorak vehela. If you sprinkle the blood and you brought it on the bed, Yishmol, chayv too, because where do you learn the sprinkling from Dam Yechoshev, which is Dubu Shchita? Where do you learn the halal from a set of puzzle together? You shouldn't be mylet. So, Rabbi Kiva ain't a chayv alachas. According to Kiva, you only chayv one, because it's all in the same pasuk. That's why the pasuk says over there, Shom Tale v'Shom Tase, to separate the two. But halal is different than ma'aser. One thing zika, but halal is different than ma'aser. What about shochad v'zor v'heli? You did all three activities and you didn't realize you're doing an aveda. You shechted it, you sprinkled the blood, and you brought mizbech. You hakol chayiv shtayim, because everybody chayiv too. Says whether Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva chayiv too. Says the Gemara, tell him what we learned. It says in the pasuk, a person who shechts a shoyr or kesavays b'machne in the camp, means outside the base of in the camp, and then it says or v'shechted mechutz l'machne. And then, so that's, obvious question is, if it's b'machne and yechayiv, so imagine chutz l'machne, which means outside the shalayim, surely yechayiv. Why do you have to even say it? And then the pasuk says, v'al pesach o'el moed lehevi, you didn't bring it to the base of English. We need all three. It seems to be redundant. If you would have told us you didn't bring the base of English, I automatically would know. If it's outside the base of English, yechayiv. Why say b'machne, mechutz l'machne, and then, well, obviously each one teaches you something. Tell them what we learned. There's a lot of good stories. Tell them what we learned. Oh yeah, she yishchad mechutz l'machne. Yochel, I would have thought Chutz lamachne, yochah thought, chutz l'sholosh machnes. I would have thought that the only time you're chayiv if you did it is if you went outside all three camps. Tamaloymer, or eis ba machne. Even if you went outside one camp, even if you went outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're already responsible. Or outside maybe Harabais. Menayin abemachne leviya. How do you know that even not outside the Harabais, in the Harabais itself, but outside the Beis Hamikdash, tamaloymer bemachne. Iba machne ba machne. That means in the camp, even in the camp of the Levi, if you did it there, outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayiv. If b'machne, Yochar thought, hashoychet oile b'doy chayv. If b'machne, I would have thought that even in machne shchina, even inside the Beis Hamikdash, where is the right place to bring a carbon shechtet in the north side? What happens shechtet on the south side? Maybe it should be considered shchut chutz, even though it's inside the Beis Hamikdash, because it's not b'machne in the right place. You did it in the wrong place, in the machne, in the outside of the right place. Yochar would have thought hashoychet oile b'doyim yechayet tamalaymir. That's what it says in the Pasuk. It says, Mechutz l'machne. Why is it compared with Chutz l'machne? Chutz l'machne, going outside is Shalayim. Miyuchid, what's so unique about that? She ain't Rolish Chitz Kachim, no carbon belongs there. Olish Chitz Kolzavach, and no carbon, I don't care what kind of carbon, doesn't, it's the wrong place. Yotz, the exception is Doran, south. Sha'afa bi she ain't Rolish Chitz Kachim, true, a carbon oil doesn't belong in the south, belongs in the north. But Rolish Chitz Kachim, but carbon shlamim can be brought, or carbon taydik can be brought in the south side. So when do we say it's considered Chutz l'machne? Only if he did it in a place just like Chutz l'machne, which is no good for any carbon. Masha'en came inside the Beis Hamikdash, even though for this particular carbon it's the wrong place. But if he did it, we're not going to count this as Shchut Chutz. Okay, says the Weiter. Omar Ula says, Ula, Hashoychet al Gaga Shalecha. What about you did it inside the Beis Hamikdash, but on top of the roof of the Beis Hamikdash, which is totally the wrong place to Shach Karbonis. But you cannot say I'm Chutz l'machne. You cannot say I'm Machne, I'm inside the Beis Hamikdash. It says, Ula, I hold your chayv. Why hold your chayv? Based on the word you just said right now. Mechutz l'machne teaches you if no carbon is suitable over there, it's considered shchut echutz. No carbon is suitable to be shachten on top of the Beis Hamikdash.
If it's on top of the Beis Hamikdash,
you're not in the Beis Hamikdash. You never shachten in the Beis Hamikdash. You shachten inside the environs of the Beis Hamikdash. You shachten in the courtyard.
The
courtyard
is not... On the roof, it's only on the
environs. But I'll show you, sure it is. The outer walls enclose you as well, encircle you as well. So we need Mechutz l'machne to tell you that it has to be suitable at least for one carbon. This is not suitable for any carbonus. No carbon is suitable there. Rav is going to argue. Maskel Rav. Rav is asking a question. Im kein, if so, nichtev kra, why doesn't the pasuk just say b'machne ve'el Mechutz l'machne v'loy boya pesach ha'moyer? Why does the Torah have to add the words of pesach ha'moyer if you didn't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash? The moment you told me machne, and then I have Chutz l'machne. What I know from machne, if you did it outside the Beis Hamikdash in the camp, it's no good. What I know from Chutz l'machne, that if you did it even inside the Beis Hamikdash in a place which is not suitable, it's no good. And since the top of the roof it's not suitable, it should be no good. Why do I have to then tell me if you didn't bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash? That's an extra word. It's irrelevant. You know why? Lav l'muti gaga, tell you that even though it's not suitable for any carbon, but if you brought it through the front door, even though you shechted on top of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's not suitable for any carbon. But once you brought in the front door, you no longer consider Shchut Chutz. That's why I disagree with you. So I hold that if you did it on top of the Beis Hamikdash, you're not liable because you cannot fulfill that third criterion of Pesach Oil Moy Loi Vienna. But you did. You did bring it. Loi Havia. You did bring it. Let's ask a question. Nichtav, if it just says Pesach Oil Moy and b'machne, mechutz l'machne lomli. What are you chutz l'machne for? If you say a pesach l'moyed, then I wouldn't even think that the south side you'd be chayy, because the fact is, if the roof you're not chayy because you brought it through the front door, if you shechted in the south side, you also brought it through the front door. So what do you have to tell me? The whole reason why you told me mechutz l'machne, which is l'chayy redundant, is to tell you that just like over there, it's totally unsuitable. So only in the base of midrash it's totally unsuitable, but in the base of midrash on the south side is still suitable for other kavanos grown off. I don't need it because I have a pesach l'moyed according to you. Amar says to defend Rav, no, I'll tell you why you need a Pesach HaMoed. La suye to clue. What happens if kula b'fnim v'tzavar b'chutz? If the animal is inside the Beis Hamikdash, but the neck is outside. To tell you that the fact is that since you did not bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, Since this is, I can still consider a Pesach oil moy levi. Then bring the whole animal and therefore you chay for the gemara. I need a pasuk with that. Pshita. What are you? Since the neck is outside, what are you doing the shchita? Outside. We just learned outside. You chay. What I care where the rest of the animal is. Pshita. Am I kopin achmana the tater? What's the aveda of the tater? Ashchita. V'shchita b'chutzi. The fact that you shechted outside. El asif faket. You know what I need it for? I hold that on top of the roof, if it is, you're not chayy because you did bring inside the base of Migdash. So what do I need mechutz l'machna? In a case where kula bechutz v'tzavara b'fnim. What happens if the entire animal is outside, but the neck is inside? I would have thought that maybe it's not chayy because of the fact that you shechted inside. But no, because it says about Pesach oil moy lo yevi, you didn't bring it in. This is considered as if you didn't bring it in, and you're chayy. So that's what I need that pasuk for. Itmo, we learn, and this is what Yehuda alluded to before. Itma, we learned. Hamay lebezman hazeh. What about today? If today you bring a carbon in Yerushalayim, what happens then? Are you or outside? You know the Beis Hamikdash. Are you chayv for shchuti chutz? The shaila is: there's no Beis Hamikdash today. Is there any chiyuv shchuti chutz? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon says chayev. Yechon says you are chayev. And Rishlok, even though today we have no Beis Hamikdash, Rishlok says you are potter. Rabbi Yechon says that you are chayev. Why does he say you are chayev? Kedusha the Shaina, the very first Kedusha of Yeshua, Kitcha Lashaita, Vikitcha Lasa Lavi, once it became holy. Now there's two Kedushas there. There's Beis HaMikdash and there's Yerushalayim. And we're going to make them both holy. Even though we're linking the two, even though according to many of the Shaina, we only pass in the Beis HaMikdash is the holy, but not Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. And according to the Taisa, even when we say Beis HaMikdash is the holy, it's only if there's a physical Mizbech there, not if there's no Mizbech. But different, a big Machlech in the Shaina. But Kedusha the Shaina here doesn't only mean Yeshua, it means even Ezra. The Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash is still Kaddish. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash side is still holy. If you did it, and Yerushalayim is still holy. And if you did it outside, you're Chayv Shri Chutz. However, Shlokh says, Potter, why? Kedusha L'Shoyin, L'Kitcha L'Shaitim, L'Kitcha L'Shalavir. Shlokh says, it's not holy anymore. And Rashi is Mechadish, according to the Shlokh, you're allowed to start using Bummus all over again. You're allowed to start using Bummus all over again. Says the Gemara, name, but let us say that this is the very same machlekes of Tanoi. The Plukta, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shui. Let us say that this is the very same machlekes of Tanoi. Kamifgi, they're arguing that Nan, we learned. We had this in many Masechtas, starting from Megillah. We learned, Rabbi Lezer, because Haya Boinin Behechel, when they were building, reconstructing the second base of Migdash, Haya Oisim Kloyin Behechel, they had to make curtains and the Hechel, Bazoris. They made kloyim in the heichel in the holy rooms there, and also around the courtyard they built temporary walls. The only difference is, in other words, he's saying the Beis HaMikdash was not holy. You had to create the Beis HaMikdash, but we didn't want to wait 7 years for the building it. So they built temporary walls. In other words, otherwise there was no kedusha there. Only different heichel boinim in bechutz, and the heichel they built it outside, so that the entire heichel was holy. Or ba'azara boinim b'fenim, and ba'azara they built it inside. The walls inside the area. Omer Rabbi Shua, who said Shemaiti? I heard Shem Makrivin Afal Pishem Bais. I heard that they delivered the kabbanas, even though there's no physical building. Va'oichle kochi kochim, and they ate the kabbanas. Afal Pishem Ain Kolayim. There's no curtains there. No, what's Rabbi Shua saying? The site itself was a holy place. So we see that he holds kedusha shayin, the kedusha shayin, the vekitchul aslavi, and then goes further. Kochim kalim, amayz shayin, which is through with Yishlaim. Afal Pishem Chaimel. There's no wall around Yishlaim. The kedusha shayin, the kedusha shayin, the kedusha aslavi, and he gives a reason. Because Kedusha Shrine is holy. And see, Sai Beis HaMikdash Sai Shalayim. So because he gives this reason, is L'chayr Adai, the other Tana holds, no, we had to build the walls, because I don't believe in your reason. Lav Mikral, Rabbi Lezer, Sai Lezer holds, that no, like Kitcha. Who told you? Maybe one holds it, it's holy. So what's, why are you telling you to build curtains? Because he's telling you a fact, historical fact, that that's what they did. He's just telling you what happened. I ask a question, if the site was holy, why did they have to build curtains? Even that's what happened, but why? Do you think they want people out there to see what's going on? They didn't want, so therefore what's near is. Idma, we learned. Okay, that answers your question. Idma, we learned.
What I meant also was that today there's no chorus for anything.
Right? Of course there's chorus.
Yes, there is.
Why not? You talk about carbonus, there's no carbonus, but chorus for everything. Somebody eats on your kippur, of course there's chorus. Somebody chal Shabbos.
Yeah, no, I was only here, maybe I'm wrong. There's no chorus for anything at all.
Okay, unfortunately, it's not true. There's no dal misses, the punishment. Skila Srefa did not today, but we had more suvas, if you remember in Sanhedrin, that din dal misses botlu, or din dal misses le botlu. A snake will still bite you, still fall off the roof. The venom of a snake, that's Srefa, and so on.
but it's not so. That in the earlier days, it was you were able to see it literally by the age.
Yeah, 50, 60 years old. That's why at the age of 60, he's supposed to make a big birthday party. And Rabbi Yisrael made a big party in Mori Kottenham then because I went out of Chorus.
But today, if a person dies before 50 or before 60, you can't count to the judgment.
No,
he was
not, not at all. It's not our business to make those judgments. Says the Gemara, eaten we learned. Hamal, what about if you, according to the opinion that says a whole animal means a kazayi? So what happens? Hamal, you brought up a kazayi, but there wasn't a kazayi there. But if you add the salt, every carbon requires salt. If you add the kosher salt, which are big crystals, and you add that in together, it's a kazayi. Do they combine to a kazayi that you chayv karis or b'shegi, you bring a carbon chatos or not? Hamayla the aim by kazayis, but there's not a kazayis of meat. Over the first, before we get to the salt, first we talk about the bone. The etzem mashlima le kazayis, but the bone completes it to kazayis. Now the bone, there's no mitzvah to bring on the mizbech. If the bone separates from the meat, you don't bring the mizbech. But the bone is connected to the meat. We learned before, you'll put it on the mizbech as well together. So does this combine to, with the meat to make it a kazayis? That if you did a b'shege, you got to bring karma chattas. So he says here, hamayla the aim by kazayis, the etzem mashlima kazayis, and the bone is mashlima to kazayis. The shlokis is part of bechus chayiv chibude oil and kaolin. That those parts that attach to a carbon oil is considered part of the oil. And the shlokis on a part of why chibude oil and lav kaolin dummy. That the meat, the bone, even though it's connected to the meat, and normally you put them as beach, but it's not really considered part of the carbon. Okay, boy rova hamala. Next page, roish ben yoina. You brought up the head of a dove. She'ein ba kazayis, didn't have a kazayis. And we learned before that a bird is included in these laws of shchutichutz, but umelach mashlim le kazayis, but the kosher salt there combines with it and makes it a complete kazayis. Mal, how do we treat that? Omele rov and pazik le ravashi, said rov for zakis ravashi, lav hainu pluktayu, isn't this the argument of Yechen and the Shlaki? Isn't this the argument of Rabbi Yechen and the Shlaki? Rabbi Yechen said the part attached to an oil is like the oil, and the Shlaki said the bone is not. So Lucheira, what are you asking about the salt? Isn't that the same machlekes? So he says, no. Tiboy le Rabbi Yechin, I can ask the question even according to Rabbi Yechin, who says a bone. He says a bone is considered part of it, salt might be different. And I can ask the question of Shlokish, who says the bone is not part of it, but salt might be different. I'll explain to you. Tiboy le Rabbi Yechin, at can look at Rabbi Yechin, so you know why Rabbi Yechin holds the bone is part of it, ele etzem, the mina, the basru, a bone is came with the meat from the day it was born. And it's like, it's a similar species of meat. Ava mela, but when it comes to salt, the lav mina, the bayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay trying to form a kazayis. Maybe, or maybe not. Maybe it is considered part of it. Tibayi l'nish lakid, ish lakid, so the bone is not part of it. I'll tell you why. At kan l'kam l'ish lakid, hosam elodi'i parish, b'nei, if the bone separated, what do? You take it, you leave it off, you don't put it on mizbeach. La mitzah, la sukkah, there's no mitzah whatsoever to put it back on the mizbeach. Avol hocha by salt, if all the salt came off, if you put a carbon on the mizbeach, all salt came off, you got to put new salt on it, because that's the sages melech, you always have to have salt. The parish mitzah, la sukkah, the mitzah, put more salt on it, loy, so maybe it's different, demolition, or not difference. Take who? That's the question. We'll go to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisi Haglili Eber. Rabbi Yisi Haglili says that if you're only chayiv for the halah, Rabbi Yisi Haglili says you're only chayiv for the halah, you're not chayiv. Rabbi Yisi says the only time you're chayiv for halah is you shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. It was suitable for the Beis HaMikdash. You brought it outside. But if you shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, since the animal is possible anyway, then the animal is possible anyway. If you bring it outside, you're not chayiv. Come along to the Rabbanan and say, and if you shechted it inside, the moment you took it outside, you passled it anyway. So what's the difference? And then we have a similar argument by Tumah. According to Rabbi Yisi, whether he ate Tardik Kachim, whether Tumni Kachim, he's Chayv Karis. Rabbi Yisi says, no, only if he ate Tardik Kachim. But if he ate Tumni Kachim, it's not. So Rabbanan asked him a question. Every time he eats Tardik Kachim, before he puts it in his mouth, he has to touch it. The moment he touched it, it became Tumni. So what's the difference if it became Tumni now, this minute, or the meat was Tumni before already? What's the difference? That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Yisi says, Aymer, hey, Shiv Rebbe, Tachar, Zaglili. So Lachayr was going to answer. Doesn't answer anything. L'chayla, every time you take the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, you already passed it. So what's the difference if you shecht it outside or if you took it out? Something was very different. Ma'alu sheikh b'fnim, no. Basically, what are you talking about? When you shecht it inside, it was kosher for 5 minutes. And then you ruined it afterwards. But since it was kosher for 5 minutes, it was ready to roll to Mizbech, you get kodesh for bringing it outside. But if you had chila shecht it outside, it wasn't even 1 minute that it was kosher. It was never roll to Mizbech. So therefore, you're not chayiv. Ma'al sheikh b'fneim, ma'al b'chut, shahoy shalosh asa kosher, it was kosher for a few minutes, or whatever, a short time. Ta'ima b'sheikh it chutz, ma'al b'chut, but if you shecht it outside, and you bring it outside, shalosh asa kosher, never had a shasa kosher. Hey, Shiva Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Gilly, but Shimon is I'll defend Rabbi Gilly, but very similarly, Ma, you know, the difference between you shechted inside or you shechted outside. Ma lo shechted b'fneim, um ma'il b'chutz, you shechted inside, and then you bring it outside, even though you passel it by just taking it outside of Beis HaMikdash, shekein kodesh mekablen. What happens if you took it outside? You shouldn't have. You took it outside. You passed it. But then you brought it back in and you put it on Mizbech. The din is you leave it there because it has a Sheikhet to Mizbech. If you shecht it outside, if you brought it then inside and you placed it on the Mizbech, we would remove it because it has absolutely no Sheikhet to the Mizbech. My Benayu, they're both saying the same word. So what's the difference? The difference is, what happened? You shecht it by night. If you shecht by night, it's row to the Mizbech, but never had a Shasa Kosher. If the vart is that was kosher, it was never kosher. You shecht it at night. But if the vart is has a shaykhet in Mizbech, if you put it on, you don't take it off. It does. Rabba ma kabbalah b'klei choyl ikabinayu. If you put it in a klei choyl instead of klei shor, same thing. It never had a shasa kosher. In a klei choyl. That there's no shasa kosher because the blood, as soon as it came out, it went into the wrong place. It went into a klei choyl. But if you put it in Mizbech, it stays there. The Moshe writes it. Tommy, in the case of Tommy Shochem and Kaidah, is Luchayr Shapik. Rabban, have a good time. You're telling me that if a Kohen Tommy eats Tommy, he's not Chayv Kodesh. The Chacham, what are you talking about? Every time he ate Torah, as soon as he touches, it become Tommy anyway. What's the difference? Amar Rabbah, call Heichad. You misunderstood the Homachlekes. Call Heichad the Nitma Tumas Guf. If he was Tommy first, and the Achakach Nitma Basa, and then the flesh became Tommy. Kuliyam lepligi the Chayv. Everyone holds your heart. Even as a Gula is made that if the meat was Tommy, you're still Chayv because you were Tommy first. So your Tumma was Chal, and there's no question here of Isa Chal Isa compounding Isurim because you were Tommy. But as soon as you became Tommy, it was also for you to eat any Kachim. And the fact that the Kachim came Tommy later makes no difference. If it became Tommy by itself later, or you're the one who made it Tommy by touching it. You're right. Because your tumas aguf already had the chiv of kadosh pending. If you're going to touch anything, keep pligi if you eat anything. We're talking about a case where the meat became tummy and then your guf became tummy. And here it's a question of isa compounding isurim. The rabban hold amrin migui. Rabban hold. We say migui. We say that what? The Rabbanan say that since the meat became tamei, we say that since now became a stricter Isur, another Aveda came along, we do say Isur Moisif, and we do add Isurim. But Yitzhak Lusava, Loyamin Mega, which says that you don't add Isurim on top of Isurim. And even though it's an Isur Koil, it's an Isur that, you know, Tumah is something that applies to everything, it doesn't matter. You don't add Isurim. But if they're both equal Isurim. But Rabbi Yesi, Nihidi Migula Amrina, Teise, Tumas Aguf, the one asked a question, but Luchayda, even if the Tumah of the meat came first, but Tumas Aguf, but if meat was Tumah and a Tardic person ate it, or Tardic person ate it, you don't get Kares. If a Tumah didn't get Kares, you get Kares. So that's called an Isa Chomer. So in Isa Chomer, why does Rabbi Yesi say, I agree, I don't care when it became Tumah, that you should get Kares, because the Isa Chomer is Chal on the lighter Isa. Tehei Tumas Aguf, Chamida, V'tochal, Tumas Basa. Ravashi, Memai, who told you the Tumas Chaguf Chamura? You assume it's more Chamura because you get cut for it. Dilma Tumas Basar Chamura, maybe Tum of meat is Chamura, there's no remedy. She can't ain't Latara be mikveh. If you become Tumah, you can always go to mikveh. And, 7 days, you get the sprinkling, go to mikveh. Shaking, if the meat becomes Tumah, there is no Tahara for it whatsoever. We'll continue tomorrow with Shem.